I think that in the beginning, these five people were remarkable. I remember staying with them. Now think, a Brazilian arriving here not knowing much about all this, yeah? And there was a lot of dope smoking. Oh my God, there was so much dope smoking. I was a lot of dope smoking. So I remember, for example, sitting in a sofa with everybody, all the five of them, plus Pee-wee and Kim and all the other friends around. And it was the time when everybody started playing yo-yo. Nice. So it was yo-yo playing and smoking. I never saw so big joints. Like, that was there. So I was, a part of my English not being very good, I was also out of it a lot of times. And on the rehearsal of the Take a Chance, which one was it? Dodo. I remember that I said, look, guys, no one can smoke. Okay? During the rehearsals, nobody can smoke. You don't smoke. Because otherwise, the time it doesn't go. And we always rehearse in the winter. And I remember one day that I was sitting on this. I had a table and a lot of heaters around me because I always felt very cold. And they all doing stuff and I'm smoking. I smoke the joints and they all doing, but you smoke. I said, yeah, but I'm not doing it. you get on with it. And I think these guys really put together, because they put together something very nice. Each one has a particular skill. And there is Tom as well. They're always being very into technology and bringing more different stuff and sound and this and that. So, you know, I say the success of with Ali, but that is not fair to say. Because I think what made Nofit State was all of them together and trying their very best in everything and make their living, trying to make their living with that and not having much money and getting on. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I see how they are nowadays, I feel a lot of pride of them. I feel very proud of Nofit State. And these guys, because they come from ordinary people on the dole, do know that to learn how to juggle and start doing something. And look what where they are.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how far they've taken.
How far they take. And I feel sometimes that people, when they come in now or a few years ago, and sometimes the lack of respect they have with the material. Because there was a time that a roll of gaffer tape had to last the whole tour. You know, that to have a vehicle it was important, you know, fundamental. And nowadays people take for granted these things. So I found that sometimes people need to know that, that comes from a lot of sweat. And a lot of sacrifices and a lot of hard work. At the same time, there was always a lot of laugh as well, discussions, but it's something about passion and, you know, and they are ordinary guys, the guys that smoke all the time and, you know, have it done. And so I have to say that when they have that change, that Richie left and Pete left and David left and there was just Tom and Ali, you know, on this change, I think Tom put together a lot of stuff, you know, vision for all the things, different things, being bold to have, let's do like this or like that, or I wanted to try this or to try that. It's not always that we get it right, but we have to try. You have to take the risk.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't work. We don't go anywhere. So the fact that they have Firenze and Orit it's a huge asset to the show, to take the risk with these particular directors who have different skills and nevertheless, you know, brought the shows to a huge success. You know, the Bianco now is an amazing show, this last version, you know.
I haven't seen the newest one.
It's wonderful.
The one maybe before.
No, the new version is amazing. You know, it's Firenze's best, her best. And so I feel kind of very proud to be part of it on the very beginning when there was still very, quite domestic and small, you know, and to help them up to set a kind of something. Now, there are anecdotes, for example, like the dope, but the thinker, for example, on the last show, the Dodo, isn't it?
Dodo, yeah.
It was the first time that they had an extra performer, which was Ruth, a trapeze artist at the time. And that was a very complicated transition, because it's quite daunting to have to come into a company that's been working together for so long. And then she was there feeling it was, something wasn't quite, you know, was difficult to integrate, because there are in-jokes, because there is the way we do, there is history, and then suddenly there is Ruth there. And Richie and Ruth were the aerialists. They both have a double act on the trapeze. And I, at a certain point, I said, you have to kiss now. And that was complicated, because Richie's wife at the time got really jealous, didn't like that. It was a nightmare. And then I finished the show, the rehearsals, and I went, and then I come back to see the rehearsals on the tent to open the show. And when I arrived on the site, it was very weird, because it was all the caravans together and one caravan miles away, one truck. And there was Ruth. And I said, when I arrived, I said, this is no good. I don't know, something is going on here. And better. So it was a lot of chatting, to integrate, to know what was going on. There was what's going on her personal life that no one knew. And so how to make this transition. So I work on that as well. And in the end, it was a good show. Then there were sweet shows at that time. So
I think that is something that's always very difficult for people. Arriving and being integrated, and also when people do leave, that's a really difficult process
as well. For most parts,
I don't know whether you found that or not.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as you, and especially because I left for a, in a sense, I broke a contract as well, because I left after 1 year of what was supposed to be 2 years. So I mean, I felt better about it because I put Ellis into a position where he could carry on from where I left it, but also I knew that's what he most wanted to do in the world was his, you know, he really, really, really wanted to do this wirewalking thing and walk on the highway. And me, I was doing it as it just happened to me. It was a bit more like, you know, that happened in, I had other stuff to do. This had happened, and I saw him doing it was the right thing to happen, and I was having problems with my back, so the whole. So for me, it was kind of an easy transition. And in the end, I think the best thing happened. But it's funny because you leave out, and so it's like a relationship. Then you're kind of gone. Then you're gone.
Yeah.
And you lose the contact as well.
Yeah.
It's funny. It is funny. I had a slightly odd exit from the company, I guess, in that way. But I remember, can I just say as well, the reason I started was Mish Weaver. I just remembered while you were talking. She actually contacted me for the thing, and that was because she was working alongside Orit at the time, and I think they were kind of going together.
Mm.
Yeah, she was the one, because I'd worked with her previously in the past as well. And it was,
yeah, she's been involved quite a few different things. Yeah, lots of different things. But for somebody just entering, you know, an existing company like Nofit Staples or like this.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
It's funny, yeah.
It wasn't easy because everybody wants to work with them as well. When Ruth came, tools start getting organized, Richie will start writing funding applications and all this sort of stuff. So it was complicated. Yeah, it's daunting, you know, I don't know how it is now, but at that time it was complicated. It wasn't easy,
For me, what made it easier was the connection with the circus space and Nofit Staples. At the time, there was others in the show, Tiago Fonseca and Massimiliano, and there was a Nikolai, and there was other people. So we'd all kind of come in at the same time. Maybe they'd come in like a little bit before me, and they certainly stayed for longer.
Mm.
But we already kind of had a rapport between us, which we then we came in almost as a group of people rather than just being one. Which might be hard.
Because it now becomes a company as well.
Yeah, it's so big. Plus, this was only one strand of it. It ended up being like it was this show and that show and that show. We were just one. It was like you said, there was Ali's half and there was Tom's half. And
I
came in on Ali's half, and actually, I have no idea about the rest of the company.
Yeah.
No idea.
They come to do a massive show. They took that leap to do the Alice show. It was a big, massive leap. You know.
Yes, it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked. I don't know what's happened to me, really, because I work a lot with companies that are on the brink of become bigger. So there was Nofit Staples, then I work with Gifford Circus.
Oh, yeah.
Again, on this moment where they were kind of
they
didn't. So my story with them was I was a juror for the Jellwood Circus Awards for 2 years, and I fought for Gifford Circus, not knowing them, just by the application, and I met them on the day, and I thought, I would like to visit you because there is something very appealing on you and the horses, and I want to see that. And that's how my relationship with Nell Gifford started. And so I kind of mentor her for a very long time. She never had any drama training or directors. She just... I started then mentoring her, and we done a show called The Cockerel Show, and that was very good show, very beginning, middle, end, everything makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Because before it was very messy. And then I done another show with her, and then she's off. And now they're quite big, quite established. Calma Cristo directs them. So I don't know what's happened to me. That I'm always on that moment till they then get into adulthood or adolescence. I don't know. You know, it's kind of, it goes to a certain point. I found
you get them to where they need to be.
Exactly.
And then you can go and visit them.
Exactly. You know, circus is an amazing thing. So I was called by Verena Congo. Do you know Verena Congo?
Verena.
Yeah, she said, you need to save me. I gave this, all this money to this Irish circus. And the show is shit. Off I went to Ireland with a very traditional circus, with families and this and that, 2,000 seats, all these animals, dogs, snakes, lions, tigers, the whole thing. Off I went, and it was a nightmare to put all these people together. You know, you see the guy that You know these guys that clean the
ring. Oh yeah,
the ring. The act was going on. They were having, kind of talking to somebody. Oh, I have to put everybody together and blah blah blah. And it's okay now. It's all going. But there is this sort of thing that I go to.
Yeah.
To mend it or to put together or to kickstart or to say, well, guys, we need everybody here, so, together. It was quite a thing. Don't know what's happened, but for me, my career as a director, it starts with Ali saying, I think you should direct us. Me. I remember so well, we are in North Wales, we don't know where, and she said, so direct, anyway, that's how it starts.
So your show, Barricade, was directed by...
Orit.
Orit, and she had Mish as like a practical hand or something, it was... Because I guess all its background is not circus at all. This is probably new for her. I could be wrong, but I think she certainly didn't have the... They thought they needed someone with an understanding of, like, hands-on skills, you know? Mm. And so they had Mish working alongside, so it was kind of between the two.
So she was artistic director and probably Mish was circus director.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know the exact titles, but it was something
Orit is a wonderful facilitator. Like she's the one that...
That's her best.
She can put everybody to work together and to put everything together afterwards. Exactly. You know, she's...
She's a coordinator.
Yeah, very good one.
People.
Yeah.
And a natural mother character. Like Ali is like that as well. I mean, mother in the more broad sense of the word. But no, They're both those characters.
Yeah.
Which is what we needed.
Yeah.